Nolte, Portland Minister Murdered Protecting Grandkids from Home Invasion. By John Nolte on February 26, 2026. Police say Kevin Cooper, a minister at the People of Purpose Worship Center in Portland, Oregon, was murdered at the hands of four adults and a 17-year-old during a November home invasion. Zaira Eugene Carter, 19, and Ty Davian Kershawn Burton, 19, have been charged with first-degree murder, robbery, burglary, and theft. Jaden Joseph Sarignana, 18, Jordan Cornelius Perkins, 18, and the unnamed 17-year-old have been charged with second-degree murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and unlawful use of a vehicle. According to witnesses and police, the five charged began banging on 57-year-old Cooper's door around midnight on November 1. At first, they claimed to be police officers. Then they broke in. Cooper shielded his young grandchildren from the intruders. Police say he was shot multiple times. After nearly 6 weeks in the hospital, he died on December 12. According to Cooper's family, the home invasion was a random act. Neither he nor anyone else knew the accused. Multnomah County Deputy District Attorney Eric Palmer said in a statement that Kevin Cooper should still be with his grandchildren, his wife, and his church. "We look forward to delivering justice for Mr. Cooper's family, holding these men accountable, and doing our part to prevent further acts of violence." The prosecutor added, "We cannot tolerate this growing rate of violence among youth and young adults." Investigations are ongoing against the five suspects who police believe are responsible for similar robberies in the area. Cooper's older brother, who lived next door, told local media that Kevin was a God-fearing man that did everything right. "This is life in Democrat-run American cities, where criminals have no fear of the police and no fear of facing serious consequences for their actions. From the sounds of it, these five had been running around stealing for quite some time, until their behavior became so brazen they promoted themselves to home invaders and then shot a man for the sin of shielding his grandkids, one of whom was only four. It will be interesting to see if any one of the five has been arrested in the past. We need not fill our prisons to bring down the violent crime rate. A small percentage of criminals commit a large percentage of violent crimes. Once they are locked up, life improves for everyone, especially the poor, who are the primary victims. But when you have far-left district attorneys funded by George Soros releasing everyone on site, the result is a living hell for the law-abiding. The solution is easy. For whatever reason, what's not easy is convincing the people who live in these crime-ravaged neighborhoods to change their self-destructive voting patterns."